Actually, before we go forward with the prayers of the church, I'd like to invite forward our new members that are joining our church officially today. Go ahead and come on up here right before the rail. We'll have a few questions, simple questions, kind of what we've covered in class together, and then we will introduce you. I know. So this is the interrogation, though. In a lot of ways, the way we see new members is we recognize that God has already worked an amazing way already in your life in shaping you into the people that you already are. What we want to do as a church family is make sure we do our best to assimilate you and bring you into our church family at peace. So that's why today is really special to honor this moment and then really dedicate not just you, but really our entire church to really think about ways that we can celebrate this life we share together. So there are a few questions here. And first to the congregation, beloved in our Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus said to his apostles, "Whoever confesses me before men, I will also confess before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven." So as we welcome new members to the Peace family, we ask them to answer what it means to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus. So do you, on this day, in the presence of God and of this congregation, acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism? If so, then answer yes. Yes. And do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit? If so, then answer yes. Yes. Do you hold the scriptures to be the inspired word of God and the doctrine of the Lutheran Church, drawn and confessed in the small catechism, to be faithful and true? If so, then answer yes. Do you intend to hear the word of God and receive the Lord's Supper? If so, then answer yes. Yes. Do you desire to become a member of this church family, Peace Lutheran? If so, then answer yes. Yes. Will you support the work our gracious Lord has given this congregation with your prayers and the gifts God has given you? If so, then answer yes. Yes. Upon this, your statement of faith, I acknowledge publicly that you are members of Peace Lutheran Church in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a prayer and then we'll do our introductions. Lord, we thank you for how you extend your kingdom. It's not anything that we do, but mysteriously, you extend the family here at Peace. We thank you for each person here, who they are, how you've already worked in their life, and how you've brought them here. Lord, give us joy as we partner together as a family here at Peace so that all the glory that we do in work and in connecting draws more people to you and your Son, Jesus. It's in his name that we pray. Amen. And if I can just have you guys turn around to face the congregation, I'll go around and introduce everyone. First of all, over here on my left, on your right, oh, sorry, Peggy, I threw you off. Peggy's representing the LWML. She has special, special gifts for you. We have Lindsay and Becky Kramer. They are becoming members. They recently moved from California into our community. Welcome, Lindsay and Becky. And we should explain the gift. Do you want to say anything what they're receiving, or is it?
They're receiving copy of the cookbook that the ladies made here at the church. Mm-hmm. The last of them is going out. They are receiving a mic box, a special invitation to become a community caregiver with the ladies here at Peace, and then a special blessing for you.
Great. Welcome to the church family. Lindsay and Becky, welcome. Yes. And then next to them, we have Tom and Marie Drakes. And they also kind of moved relatively newish in the last couple of years up to our community. We're thankful that they have joined us. Welcome to Peace Lutheran, Tom and Marie. God bless. And we'll come over here. We have Alan and Angela Sanford. And they worship with us online, I think. They come over every so often. They live in Sisters. Angela is the daughter of Sharon. So Sharon Starr, right over here. And she looks like she's willing to claim you. So that's good. That's excellent. Yeah, most days. Right. And then over here we have Susan Durham. Susan, welcome to our church. And you kind of moved to the area in the last couple years as well. So that's kind of a common theme with all of our new members. So welcome to our church. Welcome to the community. We're thankful to have you. All right, let's give them a warm welcome into our church family. And you can return back to your seats, but the celebration is going to continue after church as we have got cupcakes and cake for you in the fellowship hall after church is over.